Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Let's declutter your cell
phone. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
Let's talk about sex.
Do you feel like your sex life is too cluttered? Hot Wings, we'll start with you. Do you have a cluttered sex life?
No, I don't think it's cluttered.
I think that's one of those terms that does not apply to the sex life. Like,
it could be.
I mean, I
think so. Steve, is your sex life cluttered?
God, no. My sex life has never been more streamlined than it currently is.
Yeah, no sex life junk drawer for you?
No. I think that, but like for somebody who is single but dating, I think it could be very cluttered.
I feel like that's the only way that it could apply, is if you've got like multiple partners or multiple dating activities or whatever, then it could become a little cluttered. Like, I can see how that, but yeah, if you're just in a relationship and I don't know. Yeah, I can't explain it that way.
Well, our favorite sexpert, Tracy Cox, has a way of telling you that it's.
Oh, all right. Well,
it's decluttering the sex life for anyone. Kelly, do you have a cluttered sex life?
I don't think so. I read this article and I thought to myself, I feel pretty good about this.
Yeah,
I feel pretty good. But Rachel, yeah, there's some outdated sex rules you got to drop.
Rachel, do you have a cluttered sex life?
I don't think so.
Okay. How would you define one?
Like, how would I define a cluttered sex life?
Yes, because I want to know if you're answering that question or just saying no.
I think you try too many things at once because you're unhappy with how your sex life is currently, but maybe it's overwhelming or... Maybe you have too many things that you're trying to incorporate in your sex life. I think maybe that's what that means.
Like food and fans.
I don't know. Like, I know some people in my life who, like, they're like, ooh, we're going to get this fun toy or this fun thing, and it'll fix all our problems. And it doesn't. So,
yeah, you're right. That might be it. Well, here's what she says. She says there are, as Kelly said, some outdated moves you need to ditch.
Moves like positions? Or,
just a couple of things, Stephen. Okay. She explains.
Like, stop asking to see up her petticoat, like that kind of thing, like outdated like that.
Well, there are a couple that's outdated. I think that are really good, but then there's one, I think it's the bottom one that you and I probably Freebeer felt the same about, what it says that you're supposed to ditch for 3 months.
Oh, I didn't get that far.
Oh, man.
Okay, all right, let's learn.
Well, you just take us there, Freebeer. We'll get there, and then I'll talk to you about that one.
Okay. All right. So it says, it's some of the things are things that have been drummed into us by pop culture and society that it is the law.
Okay.
It's not the law.
Okay.
Number one, making sure you have 20 minutes of foreplay. I didn't know there was a specific 20 minutes, but that's apparently a pretty commonly set number. She's not saying get rid of foreplay altogether for the guys who are just like, fist bump, yeah, bang and watch football. I'm sure that's happening.
Yeah, I feel like that one is something that you kind of play by ear in the moment. You know, sometimes it goes a little longer. Sometimes you don't want it at all. You just want to go for it.
And she's realistic in here, too. She says, you know, if you've got kids or if you're at that point in your life where you're so busy, you really have to schedule that time to connect with your partner, then obviously, like, adjust that time to foreplay. That makes sense, so you can, like, both people can end up pleased if that's what you're going for.
I think that's a good goal, is that if both people are happy when you're done, that should be the goal.
I've been in relationships that get to where it's like, oh, it's just easier to jump right in, but you forget about the foreplay, and then it's like, oh, man, that's kind of important to me.
Yes.
So can we start doing that again, please?
She says, let me make one thing clear before we go any further. Foreplay isn't a luxury. It's necessity. Our bodies need expert stimulation before sex happens to ensure our vagina lubricates and expands. There you go. For those of you who are like, what's that? There was no one doing that, right? Everybody knows.
Well, I'll bet there are some that are like, I don't understand.
She says the 20-minute time limit, she says, I don't know where it came from, but it is outdated and not a real statistic.
It's been
knocking around for a long time. It's not a harmful premise. Better to have too much than none. But it shouldn't be a rule. Do you think there's any, I don't know, like, you ever set a clock, Steve?
No, I definitely don't.
Do you think Annette does?
Yeah, maybe. Like, Alexa, set a timer for 10 minutes.
What's that for?
Nothing.
It says if you've got two kids under two and you finally found some time, spending 20 minutes for foreplay is an absolute myth. That's true.
Yeah, you don't want to waste time because you might end up getting lucky and having an hour and a half of quiet or God knows, but you might only get 5 minutes of quiet. So you better get to it.
Yeah.
So more time for afterglow.
She says make foreplay more inventive and new techniques and give some very specific hand things that you can read about on your own.
Okay, question though. When you read add an extra firm bump, I read fist bump and I was like, why am I getting handsy down there and then fist bumping? Like, that's not, hey buddy, it's me and you down here today.
But it's,
but that might be some, but you know, occasionally something like that might be like kind of funny, hilarious flirting.
But she doesn't use the word like, fist.
Me and you, we're in this
so
together.
Goofy. Yeah.
She doesn't use the word fist or bump. The words she actually uses are firm and pump.
I read fist bump.
Big difference.
Pump.
So, oh, boy, the caveman lawyer almost got like a real weird
there,
frat high five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Meanwhile, he can zigzag, move up and down, and change direction with his middle finger. You can.
No. Circles. Circles! Stupid.
Well, it's still
back
changing.
Back and forth quickly.
Still
circles.
Changing direction.
But what are you zigzagging back and forth? You playing ping pong? What you doing?
Yeah.
You know, but everybody's
pinball machine down there? No, I got one
you know,
spot.
But everybody,
find it.
Hey,
make circles.
Kelly, every woman is different.
Yeah.
Different techniques work in different ways on different women.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I can't. I want to blurt things. But I think I need to text Steve and ask if I'm allowed to first.
You're probably not.
No, yeah. I doubt it if you have to ask.
She continues with decluttering your sex life. She says, work your way through the Kama Sutra. Add some variety. New positions.
That seems like cluttering your sex life.
Well, yeah, but I guess if you have a plan. She said most couples settle on two or three, the basics they used, and for good reason. They know they work.
Yeah.
Positions like the wheelbarrow. What is the wheelbarrow?
Well, I mean, I assume that you're like behind the lady and her hands are down and her legs are, and you're holding her legs up, and then you're also doing your thing at that moment.
Yeah, that's close. Yeah, on her forearms or hands, facing the same direction, and he holds her by the hips.
Yeah,
they say it looks
hot.
Impressive, but rates very low on the satisfaction scale.
Yeah, you don't want to make either of you work too hard. Like, if you're in too weird of a position, where something's going to fall asleep or like that can get fatigued. You don't want it to seem like exercise.
Yeah.
Or when you get a cramp in the middle of it because you're in a weird spot, you're like, oh, that's my calf.
Yeah,
oh,
I don't like it when
it.
The Apple Watch says like your heart rate's too high or when it's giving me a decibel warning.
Yeah.
I don't like that. That's no fun.
Yeah, like
it's kind of fun.
Believe your partner when they say, I don't bend that way. And that can go for both people.
It says stay
I've
away.
I've said it, and I've had it said.
Stay away from show-off positions like the wall thrust, where she leans against the wall and he stands in front, and then she jumps up, and then he is supporting her weight. Looks lusty and manly, feels great for about a minute, but it requires a lot of upper body strength, and the thrusting is difficult. There are only 5 positions. All the rest are a variant. Missionary, her on top, side by side, the dog, and face to face.
Yeah.
Oh, got it.
Okay.
She added a couple words there that I had to think
through.
Yeah,
I mean, always start with the basics, and then, everything's a variation, sure.
Yeah, it's kind of like yoga.
Yeah, what? Okay, we're
like
in
you got to build off of the basics.
Yeah, in this position now. What happens if I move this leg a little?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. And it either is great or not. You start go back to your starting position.
I think one of my favorite things is when you go from position to other position, because generally whoever's wanting to change it up is like grabbing and pulling you into whatever that new position is. I love that. I love that feeling of, oh, this is where we're going. Okay.
Yeah, right.
Or I don't know what we're doing, but I'll try.
All right, yeah.
Right.
I'll do my best. But yeah, again, you know, the upper body strength is, you know, not what it was.
Yeah, there is one in here where she's like, do the up against the wall thing. It's intense, but the first couple pumps are great because everybody's all excited. And then you got to like stop because in reality, you can't maintain that for more than like 3 seconds.
Right. Well, yeah, but I mean, that's not a position you would think, I'm going to do this for 10 minutes.
Right.
That really is more of a, this is going to be hot for 30 seconds, and then you flop over onto a bed or something. I mean.
Oh, Hot Wings, I'm going to tell you why you just made a huge mistake.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She says, one thing that's cluttering your sex life is heading to the bedroom to have sex. You might be thinking, that's the place where you have sex.
I mean, sometimes,
place, but
I would say that's the default place, not the only place.
Right.
Depends on who's around.
Yeah.
Like, are kids in the house? Maybe stick in there.
Says having sex in your bed is comfortable, but you're not doing yourself any favors. First up, you'll have sex less often if that's the only place you do it.
I don't believe that's true. I don't believe that's true. I think that I don't know.
I agree. I don't agree with that either.
Yeah.
I think that's, I mean.
I think if you.
Sometimes, I mean, certainly fun to have those moments where you go, wow, this is an unusual place, what we're doing right now, and it's very exciting and it's very fun. But that doesn't mean you have to have it less in the normal spot.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Well, if you have kids, it's often the only
place. That's the spot. You know,
maybe in the garage, whatever.
Because,
you know, depending
certain
on the moment.
Because certain places seem fun, but they're overrated, like in a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that, but
a lot of closets.
It's a lot harder. Let's put it this way. It's easier when you have like 23-year-old knees. Let's just say that.
Are you too old to be adventurous?
No, not too old to be adventurous, but
a little fragile.
It's better to be adventurous in places other than in like the back seat of a car.
Yeah. Just not a great space.
Put it that way.
It says, if you're having sex in bed, you're probably doing it last thing at night. If that's the last thing on your to-do list, it is the first thing to get knocked off.
Yeah, I don't agree with that. I like when we start fooling around at somewhere else and then I'm like, let's go to the bedroom. I enjoy that little like playful walk to the bedroom too, or wherever we're at. Or, like, don't get me wrong.
Or the weird shuffle down the hallway because things
yeah,
are already
pants
around
are down.
Your knees
yeah,
a little.
Exactly.
That's pretty great.
The awkward shuffle.
Yeah. When you go, well, I have just socks on. This is.
Hope the blinds are drawn because I'm the naked neighbor.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She adds, if you're having sex in the morning, go right ahead. That's one habit you don't want to break. The nerve endings ping to life after sleep. Mm-hmm. That is good.
Don't pigeonhole yourself to a time of day.
Yeah, that's easier said than done for busy families not families. They don't have to have sex together, but I mean the couples in that family. Mm-hmm. You know, not saying, hey, don't remember, kids, 2 o'clock today.
Yeah, I mean,
we're banging around.
Yeah.
All right, here's what she says you should do. Steve, will you commit to this before I tell you?
Yeah, of course.
Kelly, you already in?
I'm in.
No, you're not. I can tell you're not.
I just don't want to do it.
I'm not in. I'm not doing this. How many? You'll do it.
It's
sure.
A challenge, though.
Yeah, I'm up for it.
You may not have sex in the bedroom for 3 months.
You're stupid.
Well, you just committed to it, so you've made a terrible decision.
Easy enough.
That's dumb.
I feel like it's a fun challenge. It's going to lead to like a public arrest for me or something. I don't think I want to do that.
It's bed or drugstore? Is that your choice?
Yeah.
She says, change the room and you change the mood. Bed sex is cozy, comfy, and fine. Great for Sunday morning spooning or a boring choice if you're both feeling loose and lusty and up for trying something you've never done before on a Saturday night. We get stuck on how often and how many orgasms take place, but the emotion behind sex that resonates the most. Well, I can see that. Okay, think mood when you're planning your next time. If your last was leisurely and romantic, make the next one a feisty quickie. That's going to be a good band name someday.
Feisty Quickie.
Opening Friday for Feisty Quickie. It's indifferent orgasm. Mm-hmm. If you've never had sex on the kitchen counter, you're missing out. It's the perfect height. Ours is a little high. Stairs work well. Dining room table.
My stairs are gross, though. So
yeah.
Really old carpet.
Yeah, mine have carpet on them, too. I just feel like that's going to give me carpet burn in weird places.
Yeah.
Hood of the car in a deserted spot.
That's nonsense. Do you know what kind of damage you could do to today's thin aluminum hoods?
Amen, brother.
Come on, amen. Man. Tailgate, maybe. You got tailgate. A pickup? You got a pickup? Oh, yeah.
You got to be careful, man. People put cameras everywhere these days.
Yeah.
You think nobody's watching. They might not see you right then, but then somebody checks their trail camera, and suddenly you banging on that empty road that nobody was on. Somebody saw it.
Ugh. Trail camera, more like tail camera. Am I right?
That's right. High five, Bessie. Ching.
So, Steve, you're going to skip the bedroom for 3 months?
Simple.
Yeah, I've had young kids. Yeah. I could have made a whole bunch
of... No problem. What are you, on a year? Man, 6 years?
Yeah, right? Yeah. Once you're limp into the finish line, almost 8 years. That was no problem. Pick a room. I skipped it. Kelly, going to skip the bedroom? No, you think you're going to get arrested. Hot Wings said it's stupid.
Nice. I almost want to so try Rachel, it just as you. A challenge.
Rachel said she'd skip the bedroom. Just your iguana room or whatever?
Yeah, or like the living room.
Yeah, you guys live alone.
Yeah, we just live the two of us in
no big
our
deal.
House. We've got three floors, you know, doesn't matter.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
I just got the one floor.
I got a basement, I got a main floor,
nice,
and an upstairs.
Man, I've only got two floors,
you know, free beer,
and so does free beer.
Free beer's only got one floor. What a loser.
Yeah, because I'm totally rolling in dough.
Uh-huh. That seems like it.
I mean, I guess. I don't have an upstairs either. I have a you know, the regular floor and a basement.
Sounds like you're describing a pyramid. Good Lord.
Wow,
right?
Yeah. Jeez, whatever, Cheops.
I love renting.
Yes, to me, like committing to 3 months not in the bedroom puts a weird amount of pressure to always have to find a different spot or realize... Boy, I'm really sick of having sex on the couch.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you know, like, I think limiting yourself to, like, I won't do it there is just dumb.
Yeah, I do. I just love that little walk to the bed after you've been fooling around wherever you started. I don't care if it's in the kitchen or wherever. It's just like, all right, let's go to the bedroom.
Also, could you imagine how dumb it would be if you were laying next to each other and then you start feeling amorous and you go, hey, you know what we should do? Get out of bed and go to another room. Yeah.
All right. Great. So this text
nothing
from
make
Wisconsin.
Lose one quicker than that.
My wife and I dented the hood of her new car, and I told her dad someone must have sat on it at work. Oh boy, if he only knew.
He does.
Now he knows.
On a picnic table in a public park in the middle of the day is exciting.
Well yeah, I'm sure it would be. I mean, yeah, that's the exhibitionism people.
All right, she has.
I am not that adventurous.
Six other tips to help spice it up right now.
Okay.
Let's do it.
I like to learn.
Try the Kivin method. K-I-V-I-N. I don't know what that is.
Kivin?
I don't know what that is either.
When you are hosting a face party, position your head at a right angle. It says, oh, I see. You're still moving your tongue up and down. But because it's perpendicular to her body, it travels side to side.
Oh.
I see.
You know what? My tongue goes side to side, though.
Yeah, I can do that.
I can do both.
Yeah. Buy a new sex toy once a month.
They're expensive.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's an expensive
The very next
habit.
Line contradicts that statement, but I'm with you. She says they're cheap, zero-effort way to keep sex fresh and zappy.
Oh, that's nonsense. If you really care, make them at home.
Yeah, I don't know if I want zappy sex.
Choose from a different category each time. A vibrator, a glass dildo, a stroker, a love egg.
What's a love egg? What is that?
I'm not really comfortable.
That's something that you just like.
It's something that Kelly would have two different locations to make it disappear, and a man would have one, and then it vibrates.
Oh. I assume it's something that Gwyneth Paltrow would be really into.
Oh, it's like a little bullet. Okay.
Change the thrust style. Instead of
man, people should not have to be told these things.
Right?
Like, hey, mix it up a little while you're doing your thing. Like, if you can set your thrusts to a metronome, you might not be doing it right.
Mm-hmm. Remember, y'all learned to smell coconut with your hips. That's how you're supposed
Forgot
to be.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You guys were all y'all were all moving your little hips around. Mm-hmm. Smell coconut. Mm-hmm.
This one, teasing and playing while I'm in public is very arousing, especially at dinner. Yeah, that's.
Yeah.
Yeah, when the foreplay starts like 2 or 3 hours before.
Yeah.
That's That's as good as it gets.
Oh, that's a killer.
Yeah, yeah. Send a little spicy picture and then be like, that's going to be us later.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Add pillows. They make every position better.
Agreed.
Yeah, just don't put it over my face. Stop having full sessions. Sometimes it has to. It doesn't always need a beginning, a middle, and an end. Sometimes have kissing-only sex. Sometimes only face parties and only hands. It sounds like she's giving you lists, like a to-do list.
My boyfriend and I snuck off at a party. We didn't do anything past kissing, but it was just like one of those little, like when you were teenagers and, you know, you're just rubbing denim up against denim. And that's what we were doing.
Like seven minutes in heaven?
Yeah, I was like, this is so sexy. But we were at, you know, like a birthday party or something. So we were like, all right, we got to go back. But it was just a fun way to spend a couple minutes.
Were you still waiting for the clown to get there for the kids? Or is that kind of birthday party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I forgot something in the car. Come with me, babe. I want to shove my tongue in your mouth.
Now, I'm gonna read a text to you. I want to see if you guys had the same impression.
Okay.
Notice how everything is always make things better for the woman. No one ever says do this to make it feel better for the men. Everything in the world is to make life better and easier for women.
It's pretty easy for a guy to get off, though. Yeah. Like, comparatively speaking.
Yeah.
I mean, women
and
just...
also, but it can also feel better for a guy, too, if you try different things. Oh, that hits different.
Yeah, I mean, being a woman and knowing this, we number three all the time. I mean, we can't stop number threeing.
Yeah, so it's so easy.
It is kind of annoying so every time we read one of these where I'm like, God, it's like they don't understand that we just can't stop number three.
Yeah,
like,
guys
no
never
what,
do.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, women, no matter what guy they're with, are instantly turned on and satisfied.
Oh, my God.
Because all men are so good at making of the sex.
Yeah, every lady's just a little damp.
Yeah.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.